It had been a long, hard run from the uplands, a fast dash from mayhem, with the enemy's hunters dogging their footsteps through broken hinterlands between the burning ridge and the southern plains. The enemy had some capable hunters, and only 43 of his 60 warriors had returned from the arid desert. But none of the Bloodborne had the guile and skill of Torias Tellion. He had served under 3 different chapter masters and earned more battle honors than any other scout in the Ultramarines' history. No scrappy, half-trained, machine-fused seeker was going to catch him in a pursuit. He was tired, but did not let it show as he led his scout squads through the familiar layout of the Ultramarines' position. Everything was laid out as decreed in the Codex Astartes, regularly, precisely, and predictably. This unannounced arrival at Idrisia wasn't the first time Tellion had bent the tenets of his Primarch's teachings at war, but it was certainly the most obvious. He knew of at least one captain who had been banished from the chapter for such breaches of the Codex's teachings, so kept his own little heresies out of sight of any command ranks that might object. Tellion saw Ultramarines warriors staring at his scouts, and couldn't suppress a flush of pride at the respectful nods he saw. His reputation within the chapter was well known, and these warriors knew that with Torias Tellion and his scouts watching over them, they had guardian angels in place. The battle brothers of the 5th and 6th companies welcomed their arrival, even if Captain Galenus did not. He heard steps behind him, knowing from the length of stride and weight of the footfall that it was Draco. The youngster was a Hellion with the missile launcher he carried slung on his back, a dead-eye shot who could send a warhead up the exhaust port of a skimmer's engine at 500 meters.
Are we joining our brothers in battle, Brother Sergeant?
For a scout trained in stealth and evasion, you're remarkably obvious in your questions, Draco.
I just want to know what we're about, Sergeant. I don't like the idea of making this a straight-up fight.
Then put your mind at ease. We're not attaching ourselves to the companies, we're just here to resupply.
Draco nodded, and Tellion suppressed a smile as the boy rejoined his squad. The snipers, Zeno and Darius, seemed pleased with the news, though Agathon, their newest member, clearly didn't share their enthusiasm.
That won't please Captain Galenus.
Though Tellion had attached himself to Catan's squad, the sergeant had naturally stepped aside to allow the veteran scout to take command. No one among the 10th Company, save perhaps Captain Antilochus, would expect Torias Tellion to serve under them.
I don't much care what Galenus thinks.
He's right, though. We should attach to the order of battle.
That's not how we'll be most effective, Catan, and you know it.
I know that, but disregarding the wishes of a captain of battle is a surefire way to get yourself sent on a death oath.
Catan was a dark-skinned veteran of Massali, a hard taskmaster and a thorough teacher. Tellion respected his ways and believed him to be one of the best sergeants the 10th Company had seen in decades. Tellion checked to see that none of the scouts were listening and whispered,
Perhaps you're right, but I see the anger he harbors towards Lord Khalgar, even if no one else can. He blames the chapter master for the deaths of his men on the Indomitable.
Catan's fingers flickered in the scout sign for enemy observing, and Tellion fell silent. He had heard the approaching footsteps, but had spoken anyway, knowing who was approaching. Chaplain Cassius marched across the plaza towards the scouts, the spiked head of his crozier maul jutting out behind his left shoulder guard.
Chaplain.
Tellion gave a short bow of respect to the venerable warrior.
Catan, Torias.
Cassius was one of the few individuals with the authority to call any warrior in the chapter by his first name.
I came to wish you good hunting.
Gratitude, Chaplain.
Tellion touched the ultramarine symbol embossed on his stalker pattern bolter.
It's not often you come to see the hunters loose.
You suspect me of an ulterior motive?
Tellion smiled wearily.
I wouldn't word it quite like that, but yes.
Always a scout, eh, Torias?
Till the day I die.
Then I will be as blunt. You would do well not to antagonize Galenus. It is not wise to wound the pride of a battle captain.
Anger touched Tellion.
He sends you here on his behalf.
You know he does not. And your belligerence does you no credit.
Battalion sighed, knowing the chaplain was right.
I apologize, chaplain. It has been a long campaign for us. The abominable things we saw in the uplands were beyond imagining. It makes me forget my manners.
Cassius waved away his clumsy apology.
Gelinus will get over a little wounded pride. The loss of half his company aboard the Indomitable has left a blight on his soul, and he lashes out when he should look to his warriors that remain.
Talion nodded and made to turn away, but Cassius stopped him with a firm hand upon his shoulder. Armored in full battle plate, the chaplain was a head taller than the scout sergeant, and it was impossible not to feel the threat and strength in his armored form.
You take a great many risks, but be careful you do not overstep your reach. Others who have done so have suffered greatly.
I always watch my step, chaplain. It's what I do best.
Be sure that you do, Tarius.
Cassius lowered his voice so that only Talion could hear him.
When this war is over, there will be many wounds that must be healed, and not all of them can be treated in the Apothecarium. Suspicion and mistrust have taken root in our chapter, and we will need to purge ourselves of their poisonous taint. Your voice is very much respected within the chapter, and if you show disrespect, others will hear of it and take heed. Think on that before you are so brazen with your reckless disregard for the chain of command.
Cassius turned away, and Talion waited until he was out of sight before leading his scouts onwards. The chaplain's words had angered him, but he didn't know whether it was the deeper truth that had touched a nerve, or the fact that he was being admonished for his behavior. Truth be told, either explanation sat ill with him. What had Cassius meant by suspicion and mistrust? A scout lived or died by the awareness of his surroundings, and it galled Talion that he was ignorant of the subtler happenings within the chapter. But these were questions for another time. He couldn't let thoughts beyond his immediate concerns distract him from their mission.